Murray, as we find that a Tzuras HaPesach helps to remedy an entrance that's too wide, and a conspicuous top helps to remedy an entrance that's too tall. Will the one help for the other case as well? Murray brings in a braisa that says an entrance of a mavi that's higher than 20 amos must be decreased, but if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it need not be decreased. Okay, so we see a Tzuras HaPesach helps for the height issue. Will a conspicuous top help for the width issue? Murray brings in a braisa which says if an entrance is higher than 20 amos, it must be decreased, and if it's wider than 10 amos, it also must be decreased. However, if it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it need not be decreased, and if it has a conspicuous top, it also need not be decreased. Presumably, these remedies are applicable to the last case of the braisa, and we see that a conspicuous top helps to remedy an entrance which is more than 10 amos wide. Murray says it could be that the remedy was only said in regard to the case of excessive height, but not with regard to the one of excessive width. Who the Torah Techiyah by Rav that the Tzuras HaPesach, an entrance that is wider than 10 amos, doesn't need to be decreased, like the version of our Mishnah? Rav said the proper teaching is that the Tzuras HaPesach does not help. Yosef says, based on Rav, who said that a chotzer whose walls are made mostly of windows and entranceways, meaning Tzuras HaPesachs, it will not become valid just because of the Tzuras HaPesach that each window and entranceway has, just like we find that having a Tzuras HaPesach does not remedy the issue of having an entranceway wider than 10 amos by a mavui, so too having a Tzuras HaPesach will not remedy the issue of having more empty space and actual wall by a chotzer. In fact, maybe a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help to remedy an entranceway that's wider than 10 amos because we never find anywhere that an entranceway of that size is allowed, even by the case of a well, according to a mayor. However, with regard to Paritz Merubah Lo Oimid, which is allowed in the case of a well in the Shizarab, maybe having a Tzuras HaPesach will help for that situation. Raisa seems to say that Paritz Merubah Lo Oimid is not remedied by having a Tzuras HaPesach. Rahana said you can't bring a proof from there because the Raisa is talking about the case where the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have a normal frame. Either the doorposts were not straight, but were made of bricks that were protruding, or it didn't have a top on the door frame. However, a good Tzuras HaPesach may be able to remedy a situation where there is Paritz Merubah Lo Oimid. Paritz says we find that Rabbi Yechon also holds that Rav. There was a case where someone stuck four poles in the ground and draped the vine from pole to pole, creating a square. Each pair of poles became a Tzuras HaPesach. Rish Lakish said those are good walls for Kalayim. We can plant one species within the square and another one right outside the square, and for Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon said it's good for Kalayim, but not for Shabbos. Murray says this can't be talking about where the vines were hung on the side of the poles, because Chizkiah said a Tzuras HaPesach that is made from the side of the poles is no good. It must be that the vines were hung across the top of the poles. If it's less than 10 amos wide, why would Rabbi Yechon say it's not good for Shabbos? It must be that it's more than 10 amos apart, and that's why Rabbi Yechon said it's no good. Murray says it's not a raya, because it could be that we're talking about where he hung the vines around the side of the poles, and the achleik is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, and is whether we pass him like Rabbi Chista or not. Murray asks Rish Lakish, says elsewhere in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, son of Rabbi Chanina, that a vine hung over the poles makes a good Tzuras HaPesach for Kalayim, but not for Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon says elsewhere that just like it's not good, it's not a good Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos, not a good Tzuras HaPesach for Kalayim either. So he's a stira, Rish Lakish, and Rabbi Yechon, and Rabbi Yechon. The Murray says like this. Over here, Rish Lakish is quoting the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, son of Rabbi Chanina, which is different than his own sheet, which is that it's good even for Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon is also not self-contradictory, because in both places he's talking about where the vine is hung on the side of the poles. In that case, it will be a good Tzuras HaPesach for Kalayim only when it's less than 10 amos apart, which is the first case we brought down, but not when it's more than 10 amos apart, which is what the second case we brought down. We find that Rabbi Yechon Menuri made this distinction to Rabbi Yeshua regarding the Tzuras HaPesach for Kalayim purposes as well. Chista said a Tzuras HaPesach with the horizontal beams is at the sides of the pole instead of on top of the pole. It's not good for Shabbos purposes. Also, a Tzuras HaPesach must be strong enough to hold a door, even if it's only a door of straw. Shlokash and Rabbi Yani said a Tzuras HaPesach needs to look like a hinges there. Avi explained this means there has to be a pivot hole for the peg of the door to be inserted. Bryce says the Tzuras HaPesach consists of two vertical poles and a horizontal pole going across the top of these two poles. Does the cross beam have to actually touch the vertical poles or not? Rav Nachman says it does not have to touch. Rav Shesha said it does have to touch. Rav Nachman constructed a Tzuras HaPesach according to his shita for the Reish Galusa. Rav Shesha sent his attendant to take down the cross beam. The Reish Galusa imprisoned the attendant until Rav Shesha's got him released. Rav Shesha says Rabbi Shmuel, if you told any brises about Tzuras HaPesach, Rabbi Shmuel answered, a brisa says, or a mayor says, an archway must have a mezuzah fixed to it, and the Chacham say it doesn't need one. They both agree that if the walls of the archway are 10 tvachim high before they begin sloping inward to less than 4 tvachim, that's avad chayav mezuzah, because we view the row of stones on the top of the archway as being the crossbeam to the two vertical walls, even though they don't actually touch each other. This is a proof to Rav Nachman. Rav Shesha told Rabbi Shmuel, don't tell us the Reish Galusa this proof from the Braisa, because then they wouldn't agree with me. Abai explains that Rav and Chum only argue in a case where the side walls are 4 tvachim apart up to the point of 3 tvachim high. The arch itself is at least 10 tvachim high, and there's a solid wall next to the arch that one can conceivably carve out in a way that it would allow the archway to be 4 tvachim wide up to a point of 10 tvachim high. In that case, our mayor view says we view the archway as if it's carved out and therefore require a mezuzah. The Chum say we don't view it as such and therefore no mezuzah is required. Zok the Mishnah, Bisham may say that a Mavi entrance is adjusted with a lechi and a kaira. Beis Hillel say you only need a lechi or a kaira. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. A Talmud in the name of Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Akiva that Beisham and Beis Hillel only argue regarding a Mavi entrance that is between 4 amos and 10 amos wide. However, they agree that if it's less than 4 amos wide, it only needs a lechi or a kaira. Rabbi Akiva said they argue in both cases. Yes, our Mishnah doesn't seem to follow the Tanakam or Kanan, who require that they'd say that you need more than just a lechi or a kaya for an open mavui. Mar says, Rabbi Yehuda answers, our Mishnah is discussing a closed mavui, not an open mavui, and therefore it doesn't even get involved in that machlokes. Mar asks, from the fact that Beis Shammai require a lechi and a kaya, it would seem that they require there to be a fourth wall, because that's what a lechi and a kaya are creating, like a fourth wall. So they require a fourth wall to create a yach and a deraisa. As Mara says, no, deraisa, it's rishus ayachid l'chumra with even just three walls. To be makel, allow someone allow you to carry inside, for that they require a fourth wall, or at least a lechi and a kaya to create a sort of a fourth wall. Mara asks, in the fact that he'll only allow adjusting one side of the movi in this way, but not two sides, it must be that they hold that three walls are required to make rishus ayachid deraisa. Mara says, no, again, deraisa, it's rishus ayachid with just two walls. To be makel, allow you to carry inside, we require the third wall to be constructed with a lechi or a kaya.